May I start the class?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Chitanji.
Okay, okay. So, Jai Jinan students.
Jai Jinanda.
Jai Jinan. So, actually, I'm a new one for you. And myself, Chaitanya, Mangalarti Chaitanya. So, yeah, I think you may pronounce my name. Yeah?
Chaitanya.
Chaitanya, yeah. So, today we will just revising the material you have done. Okay. And I got the information that you have learned a lot of things about Chan Dharma and like Ramoka Mantra, meaning, and how to pray and what's the meaning of Panch Parameshti and all the gist of Ramoka Mantra. So we are just gonna revise that thing. Fine. Okay. So we are gonna start our classes with the benediction. And I would like to call the little guy, Arush, right?
Yes.
Arush there?
Yes.
So you may start the class by benediction and you may say Namoka Mantra, okay?
Namoka Mantra. Namokar Mantra.
Yes, Mr. Namokar. You know? Okay, so start.
Oriyantaram namusse tharam namuryaram namjainam namulose visamuna.
Okay. So, everyone there know the meaning of Ramoka Mantra? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So, there another girl I know named Dia, right? Mm-hmm. Hello, Dia, you can hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So, Dia, what do you know about Ramoka Mantra? Means there are five phrases in the Ramoka Mantra, right? And all of the five sentences have their own meaning. Means actually in these five sentences, we are just giving our faith towards the five Parameshti, the five omniscient gods we are having. So you may name the five omniscient gods, which are they?
Arihan Parameshti, Sit Parameshti,
Charya
Parameshti, Upadhyaya Parameshti.
Very good. Very good. Very good, very good. So these are our five omniscient gods and just we are going towards them, giving our respect, giving our full faith towards them. Now the question arises that we are just a small kid and why we are forced to just bow our heads towards our Panch Parameshti, right? You may have the question like this. So, today we are going to learn that why, means what's the reason behind this, that we are just going our head, giving our faith towards this God, means Arhant Parameshti, Siddh Parameshti. You have to learn these five words, okay? Arhant Parameshti, Siddh Parameshti, Acharya Parameshti, Upadhyaya Parameshti, and the last one, Sadhu Parameshti. Fine? Everyone can hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, fine, great. So, first you wanna listen the story or just we are want to learn them some stuff? Huh?
Story.
Story, okay. Okay, so let's go this way. You might be knowing about, there was once upon a time in our Jain religion, there is a story that there was a thief. A thief named Anjan. Okay, what is here? What's the name of the thief?
Anjan.
Anjan. Okay, Anjan. Fine. So Anjan was a thief, and he was a big thief in his work. Since he was well known in the market that he's a big thief. Okay, and he was successful in his job. Every time, he was the specialty in Anjan was that he always do all the stuff at the night in the way that no one can see him. He was having his moves. He was having very sharp moves. No one can see him, and with a great silence and great specialty, he just make his whole work done. Fine. So this thief, what his name was? Anjan. Okay, fine. So Anjan was a thief, and he was not believing at all in the Jain Dharma. He was not believing in the Jain Dharma. Fine. So he was not knowing about the Ramuka month. What Namuka Mantra is about, what Namuka Mantra is telling us, and to whom we are going our hat. Fine. So, one day, he was just roaming around, and he was having his conversation with the Sheikh. Yeah? He was having conversation with whom?
Sheikh.
Yeah, there was a Sikh and he was believing in Jain Dharma totally. Means he was knowing the meaning of what the Jain Dharma tells about, means what is non-violence is about, means what are all the sins. He was knowing about everything and he was having his full faith about Jain Dharma, Jain religion. Fine, but the Anjan thief, the thief was Anjan, he was not believing at all in the Jain Dharma. Okay, so we are just, I must tell you that we are just going to learn about this, that how this Ramuka Mantra is necessary for us. Fine, but before telling you a story, full story, I would ask you some questions which you have learned. So, you are ready? All of you are ready?
Yes.
Okay. Here's the question. First question. Who may pronounce the Aso Pancha Namo Yaro and its meaning? Dia, can you tell me? Hello, Dia.
Namoka Mantra is the best mantra in all.
Very good.
World.
Yeah. Aso Pancha Namo Yaro.
In all the
world. You're not getting it. Aso Pancha Namo Yaro. Yeah, you can repeat after me, okay? Fine. All of you will be repeating after me. I'm just saying from here. Aso Pancha Namo Yaro. Sava Pav Panasano.
Sava Pav Panasano.
Mangala Nancha Savve Sim. Padamam Havai Mangalam.
Padamam Havai
Mangalam. Yeah, very good, very good. Padamam Havai Mangalam. So, you know this meaning?
Yes.
No?
Yes.
Yes, very good, very good. So, who's gonna tell me? Okay, anyone can tell me about this. Arush, do you know? Are you slept or what?
No.
Yeah, you can tell me about that.
No.
Hello? Arush?
No.
Haan, Aso Pancha Namo Yaro. Okay, just ahead, I will tell you the meaning of this. ऐसो पंच नमो इरारो सर्व पाव परासनो मंगलानंच सर्वेसिन परमम हवै मंगलम. मीन्स इन दिस टू लाइन्स आफ्टर नमुका मंत्र द इम्पोर्टेंस ऑफ नमुका मंत्र हैड बीन टोल्ड. Fine. Then why we are just going and why we are having faith in Amukha Mantra, what it do? So you might be knowing about the three values, that is Mangal, Uttam and Sharan. Yeah, you are knowing?
Yep.
Mangal, second?
Uttam.
Uttam and third one?
Sharan.
Sharan, yeah, perfect. So, Mangal, Uttam and Sharan. Mangal means, it's a term given for, means which takes away our all sins and give us a spiritual bliss. Okay? Means, Mangal means, you are getting what I'm saying? It's just a simple word which tells us that which gives us bliss. Bliss means sukh and takes away all our sins. Yeah, so first time we are just learning about this, Mangal, right? Can you repeat it?
Mangal.
Mangal, fine, fine, fine. And the second one?
Uttam.
Uttam, very good. And the third and last?
Sharan.
Sharan, fine. So, yeah, so who's going to tell me the meaning of Mangal? Yeah, Diya, very good. Yeah. Yeah, anyone telling me meaning?
Of Sharan?
Mangal, Mangal.
Auspicious. Auspicious.
Okay, auspicious. Something more?
Something that gives happiness and takes away all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What?
Something that gives happiness and takes away all sins.
Okay, okay, fine. Yeah, you are somewhat close. Means something that which gives us bliss, right? Auspicious. Auspicious bliss and takes away all our sins. Which gives us bliss means in Hindi we say sukh, right? Jo hame sukh deve, something which gives us the auspicious and the spiritual bliss and takes away all of our sins is known as, yeah, is known as. Yeah, is known as Mangal. Fine. So, you are clear with Mangal? Now we are going with the second term, Uttam. Yeah, everybody can hear me?
Yes.
Uttam, Uttam. So, right. Let's hear it out. Uttam is a word which is given, means something which is high in our values. Which is above and above all, Uttam, which is the highest post, right? Which is at the highest post from us. Means these five parameshti are Uttam, means they are having the highest post to whom we should bow our head. Asanta parameshti, Siddha parameshti, Acharya, Upadhyaya, and Sadhu. These five are having highest post in our Jain religion, in the whole universe, to whom we should bow our head. Fine, so Uttam means someone having highest post. Okay, everyone getting me? Yeah. Arush, Diya, and we are having two more students, right? Yeah, Yeah, two more students. Who are they?
Arjun.
Arjun and? Yeah, Arjun.
I'm Arjun.
Okay, so you got the meaning of Uttam?
Yes.
Yeah, so you can tell me?
It's best, supreme, who is the greatest?
Yeah, greatest. Greatest force is supreme power, right? Above all, these five terms, they are above all. They are above the whole universe. They are the supreme ones. You got it?
Yes.
Yeah, very good. So, we are worked out with the two terms. That is, first was the Mangal, and the second was Uttam. Fine? Now, we are having a conversation for the third one, Sharan. Okay. Yeah, Sharan. Arjun, can you hear me?
I can.
Yeah, very good. So the third term is?
Sharan.
So what do you know about Sharan, huh? You have already taught us.
It means shelter.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah, pardon? Yeah, pardon, Arjun, what are you telling?
I said it gives shelter.
Okay, fine, yeah, you are absolutely perfect, right. Sharan means to give someone Sahara. In Hindi, you say Sahara, right? You got that? Means these five Parmeshi, Arhan, Siddhik, Acharya, Upadhyaya, and Sadhu, these all are Sharan for us. Fine. So these are three terms: Mangal, Uttam, and Sharan. You have learned the meaning of these three terms, and these are three, which are these five permissions are Mangal, Uttam, and Sharan. Fine. So anyone may ask you about that there are how many Mangals in the whole universe? So what the answer will be?
Four.
Yeah. How many Mangal, Uttam, and Sharan in the whole universe?
Four.
Very good. So you can name me.
Yes.
Yeah. So start. Four Mangal. First, four Mangal. Yeah, anyone, Arjun or Diya, anyone can tell me.
Arinta Mangalam, Sita Mangalam, Sahu Mangalam, Vivinantotam Mangalam.
And the fourth one? Fourth one is what? Kevli Bhagwan. द्वारा बताया हुआ वितराग धर्म मंगल है. ओके, सो दीज आर फोर मंगल, फोर उत्तम एंड फोर शरण. ओके, सो फाइन. नाउ मैं स्टार्ट विद द स्टोरी.
यस.
ओके, सो या यू ऑल आर इंटरेस्टेड इन द स्टोरी, राइट?
वेरी मच.
ओके. Fine. Okay. So, there's one more announcement that after the storytelling, we will be learning the names of 24 Tirthankara from this session. Okay? 24
okay.
Tirthankar. You can pronounce it, it's Tirthankar. Everybody? Yeah?
Tirthankar.
Yeah, very good. Tirthankar. And you have to learn this term very much. And the next session, we are going to ask you whatever we taught of. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So I just started this storytelling, and I had told you the name of the chief. So what's the name of the chief?
Anjan.
Anjan. Right. Anjan, huh? So he was a clever thief, and he was means he was so clean and so he was in sharp moves that he do all the his matter and his stuff at the night, and no one comes to meet. So he had a conversation with the Sait, the one who was having faith in the Jain religion. Okay, fine. But the thief doesn't have a believe in the Jain religion. So one day, Sait was just announcing the and just saying Ramoka mantra, and a thief came at his home in the night. Right? Who is coming to whose home?
Anjan was coming to the Sait's.
Yeah, very good. Anjan was coming to the Sait's house. For what? He was just there for just... he was coming for what? Hello. So, means what? For what Anjan was going to the Sait's house?
To rob the house?
Yeah, very good. To rob the house. Okay, it's obvious. So, the thief was going to the Sait's house at the night, and he found that Sait was announcing Namukha Mantra. Okay, so the thief didn't do and rob the house, and he changed his mind. Fine, and he was in the forest, and he didn't believe in the Jain religion. Okay, so he saw the Sait was announcing the Namukha Mantra, and he was hanged up in the air. With a sharp nail and the sharp teeth at the bottom, at the line, and he was hanged with a some kind of stuff in the air. Fine. So he come to know that what is he doing? He was just surprised to see that he just announced Namukha Mantra. He hanged up high in the air, and below at the ground there are sharp teeth and the snakes and all the animals there. If the rope by which the Sait is tied is cut it down, then the Sait is going to fall at the teeth over there and the line, and the sharp teeth at the land, and he is going to die. He was thinking like this, but he doesn't know about that what he is chanting is whatever Namukha Mantra, because thief, you know, thief is a person who doesn't believe in all the religion stuff. So he thought, what the Sait is doing? He's stupid or what? Means, what is doing? So he thought for a second, and he was just thinking that there must be something this Sait should tell me. So the Sait told Anjan thief that this is a Namukha Mantra. This is a 5 sentences in which we are moving our head towards the Panch Parameshwari, and it would give a bliss for to us and just take away all our sins. So thief was not educated at all, and he didn't know about whatever the Sait was telling him. So he just told, but he thought that whatever Sait is saying is true. He was having belief in the Sait, and he thought that whatever Sait is telling to me is true, and I should believe in that. Okay, everyone getting me?
Yes.
Yeah, everyone getting me? Okay. So, what's the name of the thief?
Anjan.
Anjan. And who is going to whose home for the robbing purpose?
Anjan.
Yeah, to whom house?
To the Sait house.
Sait house, very good. So, Sait was chanting which mantra?
Namukha Mantra.
Namukha Mantra, very good. So, and what was the position of the Sait? Means he was sitting on the ground, or he was hanged up high in the air. What was the position of the Sait? to animals?
He was in the air?
No one.
He was in the air?
And what's the purpose of hanging in the air? He was chanting Namoka Mantra over there, and by the Namoka Mantra chant, he will be having a great power of just flying in the sky. Flying by the Namoka Mantra, by the chants of the Namoka Mantra, by the purity from the heart, from the soul, he was going to have the power of flying in the sky by chanting Namoka Mantra. He was doing and chanting Namoka Mantra for that purpose. And immediately, who saw the sage doing this?
Anjan.
Anjan, very good. So Anjan saw sage doing this act, which was very much awkward for the thief, because he was not, and anyone is not usual to this act. So he thought that whatever sage is doing, I should ask him. And he asked the sage, and sage told that this mantra has a great power in this. If you chant this one from the purity of your soul and from the bottom of your heart, then this will give you the nice power. Okay, but the condition was you should know the meaning of Namoka Mantra and to whom we are moving our hands. Okay. Yeah. So the sage was hanging up high in the air and he was chanting. And he was just at the ground. There was a sharp thief, and the thief was terrified. This, what will happen if the rope will cut it down and the sage will be just hit on the ground and he will be dead? But it had not happened. Really, it had not happened. And the thief got a nice belief, a strong belief towards the Jain Dharma and the Panch Paramiti. So he also told it that I also want to have this flying power within myself. Okay, who told to whom?
Anjan to the sage.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, very good. So Anjan told to sage that I also want to have that power within me. But they told that it's not just learning and just learning like a parrot all these words. Okay. But the condition was that you have to learn the meaning of Namoka Mantra. What was the condition?
You had to learn the Namoka Mantra.
Yeah, you have to tell and you have to learn the meaning of the Namoka Mantra. Fine. So Anjan was not educated at all. If thief was educated, so he was not educated at all, and he can't understand all the stuff which was said was to, telling to him. But though he just have a hard belief in the faith that whatever he's telling is truth. So he also sat on that stuff in the air, which was tied by a rope, and he also sat down there, and he also and the sage told him, close your eyes, wait on the Panch Paramesti, and just believe in God and believe in Panch Paramesti and chant the Namoka Mantra. So he thought that it's so easy to do. I have to sit down there and I have to chant the mantra over by sitting there. And I will be flying in the sky. It's a superb and the easiest way to get this power. He thought that way. So he just went there and sat down on that chair in the air. But what happened is that, what do you think? What would have happened? Huh? Yeah, anyone? Okay, I'm going to tell you that when the thief sat down on the chair in the sky and he thought that I would pronounce and I would chant the Namoka Mantra, but he was not able to do that. He just forgot all the stuff. He was just not remembering the mantra what the sage had told him. So he was terrified and he was just a cold rank to him. he was thinking, what should I do? Now I don't know the mantra at all. So he says the following word, which I am going to tell you, and you have to, means you have not learned that, means you have to hear. Okay, fine, you have to hear out completely. Anjan thief, by sitting there, told the following 4 to 5 words, which were not related to the Namukha mantra, but which was meant that I believe in whatever the set it has told me. So he told, Anam, Tanam, Kachuna Janam, Set, Vatan, Pramanam. Okay, anyone understood what I'm telling? A little bit. No one?
No one.
So, okay, I'm having another try. Means, you understood that Anjan thief also sat on the chair in the sky?
Yeah.
Yeah, for what purpose? He was, why he was sitting on the chair in the sky? Okay, I'll tell you. Means he was sitting on the chair in the sky to have the flying power with him. He can also fly in the sky. He thinks that. But he didn't remember the Namukha mantra over there, and he was justified that what to do. But he remembered that fate has told him that you should know the meaning of Panch Sannyasi, who are the supreme powers, who are Mangal, Uttam, and Sharan to us. So we have to give a belief towards them. So he went there and sat down there and just remembered Panch Parameshi only, and he didn't remember the following words, and he didn't chant the Namukha mantra, but he got the meaning of Namukha mantra. So the root was cut it down, and he was in the air in the middle of the chair, and the sharp teeth from the ground. He was just gonna hit the ground, but he didn't. So he ultimately got the flying power. Okay?
Okay.
Everyone got my message to story?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so means through this story, the conclusion is that the Namukha mantra is that mantra which, if we chant from the purity of our heart and our soul, we can get our pure and the spiritual auspicious bliss. We can attain salvation. Salvation means moksha. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone there? Arush?
I'm here.
Yeah, Arush. You got the message by this story?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay, fine, very good. So today we have learned the importance of the Namukha mantra. And we have revised about Mangal, Uttam, and Sharan. What are these three terms about? Now, with this session, we are going to start to learn the names of Tirthankar. Okay, everyone say it. What the term I'm using?
Tirthankar.
Tirthankar.
Yeah, everyone?
Tirthankar.
Very good. Ha. So, there's a distinction between Tirthankar and Bhagwan. You got it? There's a distinction between Tirthankar and Bhagwan. What I'm telling, there are two terms, right? First one, which I've told you just now. Tirthankar. And the second one is Bhagwan. Okay? Tirthankar and Bhagwan. So, there are 24 Tirthankars in the whole universe. Okay? How many Tirthankars are there?
24.
Very good. So there are 24 Tirthankars in the whole universe, and they got their own independent names. But there are 24 Tirthankars, and they have a great names which are just a little bit tough to learn, but we will learn them through very, very, very simplest way. Okay?
Okay.
So how many numbers Tirthankar are there?
24.
24, yeah. Over there, any more? Someone? How many Tirthankars are there?
24.
24. Okay, great. So, 24 Tirthankars in the whole universe, and we are just today learning the name of the first Tirthankar. Okay? First Tirthankar. So, may I tell the name of the first Tirthankar? Are you ready?
Yeah.
So here we go. The name of the first Tirthankar is Rishabh Dev. It's pronounced like this, Rishabh Dev. Okay? Yeah, you have to just repeat after me when I say. The name is Rishabh Dev.
Rishabh Dev.
Yeah, very good. Again.
Rishabh Dev.
Very good. So, Rishabh Dev is our first Tirthankar. Okay? Out of 24 Tirthankars, the first Tirthankar is Rishabh Dev. Everyone?
Rishabh Dev.
Okay, so you learn the name Rishabh Dev. Are you gonna forget that until tomorrow? So means you don't have to forget the name of the Tirthankars. Today we have learned the name of the first Tirthankar, that is Rishabh Dev. Everyone repeat this word, Rishabh Dev. Yeah. Very good. Yeah, you have to pronounce it, right? It's Rishabh Dev. Rishabh Dev. May I spell it out? Yeah, it's like R-I-S-H-D-H, Rishabh Dev. D-E-V. Okay? Yeah. Rishabh Dev is our first Tirthankar out of 24 Tirthankaras. So anyone, if anyone asks you that there are how many Tirthankars in the whole universe, the answer will be, everyone have to say it.
24.
How many Tirthankars? 24, yeah. Besides you, anyone? How many Tirthankars in the whole universe?
24.
24, very good. And the name of the first Tirthankar is?
Rishabh Dev.
Very good. Rishabh Dev. And everyone has to say just the name of the first Tirthankar.
Rishabh Dev.
Very good. Yes. So you want to learn the another name of the Tirthankar? Or you just wanna close it up, wind it up? How? You want to learn another name?
Oh. Can we learn it next time?
Yeah, okay, no problem. So today we have learned. May I conclude the whole matter today? What we have learned is that we have learned the meaning of Mangal, Uttam, Sharan, Okay, by the storytelling of Anjan Thief, we have learned the importance of the Namukha Mantra. Okay, and besides that, there are how many Tirthankars in the whole universe? The answer is 24, and the first Tirthankar name is Rishabhdev. Okay, you don't have to forget all this stuff. Fine, everyone?
Yes.
So in the next session, we are going to learn about more Tirthankars and what's the difference between the Tirthankar and the Bhagawan and many more things, interesting things with this story. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
So before Jayajanendra, you have to just announce Namukha Mantra before winding up. Fine? Everyone?
Yes.
You can Namukha Mantra. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, start.
Namo Arihantanam, Namo Arihantanam, Namo Arihantanam.
Yeah. Yeah, very good. Yeah, more? Chattari Mangalam. Yeah, you have to sing for the Chattari Mangalam. You know all that, right? You have learned that, no?
Chattari Mangalam, Arihanta Mangalam. Mangalam, Adu Mangalam, Devi Panato Damo Mangalam.
Yeah, very good. So, okay, now today we are winding it up and you have to just don't forget all the stuff. Fine?
Yes.
Okay, Jai Janendra.
Yeah.
Jai Janendra.
Yeah, Panditji. Thank you very much, Panditji.
Okay, Jai Janendra.
Thank you, Chaitanyaji. Thanks, Arjun, for dialing out Panditji. Thanks, Jai Janendra,
no
to
problem.
Everyone.
Jai Janendra.